Yes, sir. What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hello. How are you? What is your name, sir? What is your name, sir?
Sir, can you hear us?
Hello?
Sir?
Hello?
She'd have to turn it up.
Hello? Hello, can you hear us, ma'am? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're just ready. So who's doing him?
Is it Bentley?
Yeah.
Mr. Bentley, can you hear me?
Yes, I do, sir.
Good, very good. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record? Thank you, Mr. Benali. And good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 27, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, I did. Let me see. Yes, I think I did, sir.
Sure.
Captain Mike.
March
27? It says March 29th on this.
Hold on, maybe I wrote it down wrong. Oh, pardon me, it is March 29th. Thank you for the correction. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video screen, the person closest to you is myself. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. To my right is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. And at the far end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Yes.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Benali? Benali. I keep getting it backwards. Mr. Benali.
Yes.
And Mr.
Yes.
Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Benali, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Now keep in mind, there's a vote that passes from phase one to phase two, so don't panic if you hear a vote in between. That's just a move from the first phase to the second phase. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, I do, sir.
Thank you. I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Behavioral Systems Southwest, 6420 South Park Avenue, Tucson, Arizona, on or about March 2nd, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Benali, is this true or false?
this one, yeah, this is sort of wrong.
It's what?
I did.
Oh, you did, okay, so it's true.
But I feel that I shouldn't be in violation because I was paying what I was saying. Well, six marks, I believe.
Sir.
I was paying $165 a week.
Okay. Sir, you'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail during phase two, but I need to make a motion to pass from phase one to phase two. So if you'll just stay on the phone. Based on Mr. Benally's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Benally, we're going to move to the second phase of your hearing, but before we continue, I would like to point out that you only have 17 days left on your prison sentence. This hearing is your right, but even if the board decides to vote to return you to community supervision, it will probably take that long for you to be released from the prison system. So, do you want us to continue the hearing, or would you like to kill your number?
I suppose we release the 8th of April of my whole sentence, and I was kind of disappointed where I was released to a case where I had the parole officer that was assigned to me, who didn't want me to move down to a place where there was no the payment I was making was so high. But
well, sir,
I want to ask you
again, if you need to talk to the board more, if we continue the hearing, you certainly can. But I'm asking you. If you wish to continue the hearing or kill your number, you only have 17 days left.
I probably can, sir.
Sir, what was your answer?
Yes.
Yes to what?
I'm willing to do that. The only thing that I...
Sir, hold on. I don't know what your answer is. Do you want to kill your number or do you want to continue with the hearing?
Which would be good.
Well, if you kill your number, we'll end the hearing now. You'll be released on April 21st, 2018. You have 17 days left, but we can continue the hearing. But my point was, there's a high probability that you won't be released from prison any sooner than these next 17 days. So either we can continue the hearing, or we can just kill your number. It's your choice.
Yes, sir, I would like to, but I want to bring to your attention something that
sir, I still don't understand your answer. Do you want to kill your number or continue?
I only answered you. I said yes.
Yes, yes to what?
That I want to serve my term of sentence.
Okay, you want to kill your number?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm sorry, let me make a motion here to move through that, and then before we end the hearing, you can say something to the board if you need, okay?
Yes, I'd like to bring something to your attention, sir. I still have about 5 days left of my payment that I gave to the case where was at. What would happen to those 5 days where I didn't spend my time there?
I'm not sure how to answer that. I think when you were arrested on your absconder warrant, whatever time that you were missing from community supervision was probably added to the tail end of your sentence, which wasn't very much. But there was a recalculation, and your new sentence end date is April 21st, 2018. Anything else, you would have to ask your CO3 about time computation. All I know is what's provided to us in Ames. Does that make sense? So what we have is that your release date is April 21st, 2018. Okay, sir?
I wouldn't have any consider the 5 days that I didn't spend at the
We can't consider the dates themselves. If you're concerned that there was a miscalculation by time computation in the Department of Corrections, we encourage you to talk to your CO3 to make sure that that final date is correct. But what we have is April 21st, 2018. And if you'll just stop for a second, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion so that we can bring the hearing to an end. And that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0724. I move to revoke community supervision. Is Mr. Benally was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the Comorza company, inasmuch that he absconded from supervision and we could not account for his activity outside of prison.
Second.
Agree. Seconded by Mr. Neal. Agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Benally, your supervision has been revoked. Pardon me. And you'll be released on or about April 21st, 2018, which is in 17 days. So we encourage you to just take advantage of these last days to put together a plan for your return to the community. When you come out, you won't have to deal with a parole officer or a halfway house or a community supervision officer. You'll be free to pursue your own will and return to where you live or your support group.
I still have some property down in Tucson. Would it be possible for me to return back to have the hospitals and pick up the stuff?
You'll be free to return to Tucson, but you'll be on your own once you're released from prison on the 21st. So I don't know what arrangement you care to make on your own, but if you have to go to the halfway house to get your closed, you'll be free to pursue your own interests. Okay, sir?
Okay.
This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and so we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.